I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Let's head to the Santa Monica Farmers Market to find out what's in season this week in Southern California.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. I'm really excited to meet Chef Dio Arpapornapar at the market this morning. Dio, along with his partner Joy, are the duo behind Holy Basil, which started as a Thai takeout window in downtown LA and has just launched a new brick and mortar. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. It's good to see you here. So what are you shopping for today?
I'm shopping for cilantro root, one of the ingredients that we use often in many dishes in Thai cuisine.
Oh, that's so interesting. So I think many people are used to, of course, using the leaves and sometimes the stems of cilantro. What is the cilantro root?
It's basically a beechy's part of cilantro, and it's really hard to find in regular store except from a farmer market, and I have to talk to some of the farmer to actually leave it, you know, whole for us to be able to get it. It's not many farmer that keep the whole roots.
Describe what the flavor is and what the texture is. What do you do with it?
It's a really herbaceous, like robust, like cilantro root. So usually we use it in many sauces or a curry paste. It's also like three things that we use to mix together. So cilantro root, garlic, and pepper. Pound together, you can make a marinade, or you can take away a lot of gamey, like meaty flavor. You can also use it in sauces that you dip with, like seafood. You can use it for the base of curry paste. It usually has it too.
So describe the paste or the marinades at Holy Basil that you use this in.
Yes, so we use in our holy sauce, which is more like a seafood dipping sauce. They have green Thai chili, a little bit mix of red Thai chili, garlic, cilantro. Sometimes we put roasted tomatillo, and then palm sugar, fish sauce, and lime. We serve that with seafood. We also serve that with our crispy pork belly. So it's really cut the fat for like any fatty meat.
It sounds incredible. So if you were to use the cilantro stems and leaves instead of the root, would it give it a completely different flavor?
It will definitely give a different texture because you'll use much more than just a little part of the root.
Yeah. Oh, so the root is more concentrated.
Yes, exactly.
Ah, interesting. Okay. And you're using a mortar and pestle or do you use a blender?
Mortar and pestle.
That must be a lot of work.
Yeah. That's a lot. Yes.
So is this the traditional way of using cilantro in Thailand or is this more of a contemporary method?
I would say it's a traditional way. You can use it in so many ways, but most people use it in curry paste, sauces, and marinade. Or you can also use it in a stock. And it depends on the size of root. I enjoy just eating it like whole after cooking, but I remember a farmer told me that usually during summer it's thinner, so you can chew, but like during winter it's stockier. So that one you definitely have to pound.
Okay, well this is so interesting to learn about. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Chef Dio Arpapornapar together with his partner Joy. He is one half of Holy Basil. I'm standing behind Fresno Evergreens stand here at the Wednesday Santa Monica Market with Chow Her, who brings the cilantro root. And Chow, tell us how you first started actually harvesting the cilantro root. Was it the chefs that asked you for it?
I think they last longer with the roots, so that's why we always pull the cilantro with the roots.
Ah, so even if someone's just coming to buy cilantro, you would still pull it from the roots?
Yeah, we carry most of the time with the roots, yes.
And when people get home with it, how should they store it?
It's best to put in a bag in the fridge. They last longer that way.
Okay, so we don't have to put the roots in water.
No.
Do you grow any other herbs like this where you bring them with the roots on?
Just the cilantro. Sometimes we do pull the dills with the roots.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. And what about the basil when it comes in a little bit later in the season?
No roots. We cut them because we let them regrow.
And all of your herbs here look so vibrant. What is the secret? Are you picking them just right before the market?
Yes, we pick 1 or 2 days before the market, and we do have a cooler. So right after we pick them, we just toss them in the cooler. That's why they look so fresh, you know, when they're at the market. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They look so alive. Everything, your herbs, your green onions right now are incredible. What else is coming up this early spring time of year?
Right now we're in between season. Middle April, we'll pick up more. That's when we have our basil, Persian cucumber. And then pretty soon summer, that's when we pick up a lot.
Yeah, it is amazing that summer is just around the corner here at the Farmers Market. All right, well, thank you so much, Chow.
Thank you.
That was Chow Herr of Fresno Evergreen. He's here at the Santa Monica Farmers Market every Wednesday and Saturday. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laryl Garcia, and Elena Shatkin, and to our engineers, Hope Fresh, Nick Lamponi, and Phil Richards. And a special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Messiha. I'm Evan Kleinman. I don't know about you, but I'm going to definitely try making that hoisin sauce this weekend. You can find the recipe at kcrw.com/goodfood. And while you're there, remember to click on newsletter to sign up. I'll meet you back here next week for another episode of Good Food.